This is another layoffs discussion with Shelley, who is a Florida-based technical writer. She actually got laid off from two different jobs 1 year apart on May 16th. One of the layoffs was within 48 hours of her divorce becoming final, too. And in one of the layoffs, she was contacted by a person she'd never met or talked to previously to be laid off. She's got some stories, definitely, and we get through them in about 12 to 13 minutes. It's an interesting look at humanity and the process of getting laid off, so let's hit it.
Yeah, I've had two layoffs and one termination. And as a matter of fact, the layoffs occurred exactly 1 year to the day from 2017 to 2018.
Oh, wow.
And I had the same exact start date for that second job that I did the first job I got laid off to. So it talk about coincidences.
Yeah.
That was a rare one.
So those two were a year apart?
Yeah, exactly. To the day, May the 16th.
Huh. Okay, cool. So what, like, taking those two, for example, what was was either one of them better, or was there, like, a contextual difference in how they were handled?
Yeah, the first one was very dehumanizing. I had a complete stranger call me to deliver the news. Somebody I didn't even know in the company, my own manager didn't even get to do the layoff.
Wow.
The second layoff, it was actually my manager who sat me down face to face and said, I really, really hate to do this. I can't believe I'm having to do this, but I'm going to have to lay you off. The work just isn't there.
And so in the second one, they contextualized it as like a volume thing, like a revenue thing.
Yes.
And in the first one, was that person from like HR or something? Do you ever figure out where they were from?
Yeah, I figured out that they had to have been from HR because they had another lady from HR on the phone with them. So they could have been outside of HR and had the HR person on the phone to cover their butts. But when he said due to corporate structuring, I knew what was going to happen after that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Usually as soon as those meetings get started, you have some context for what's going to happen. And then what's so the termination is like a little bit different. I've had one of those too, but was that at least your direct manager, or was that like a third party?
That was a direct manager. It was quite surprising. He had set up a Monday morning meeting at 8 o'clock in the morning. And so I knew something was going to happen. I didn't know that I was going to get fired. They told me that I did not have the skill set that they were looking for, even though I had been in the job for over a year and 3 months. They had laid off my manager and a colleague 2 months prior to that. So I really think it was more of a revenue saving thing.
Yeah.
And they just pulled a crappy excuse out of their butts.
Yeah, for the same, in this kind of same context, I had a job once where I sat next to, not next to, but like within 10 feet of my manager when I would go into it physically. And on like a Monday late morning, he sent me a calendar invite for Friday morning at 8 a.m. And then as soon as he sent me the calendar invite, he like got all his stuff and like got up and left for the day. And then like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, he didn't come in, like worked from home. And like the Friday meeting invite had no like topic or whatever on it. And I remember on like Tuesday when I was in that office and he wasn't, I sent him something like, hey, what's this Friday meeting? And he was like, oh, it's no big deal. And then like that was the meeting I got laid off in. And I was it's always like, you know, like you said before, like once they say like restructuring, or once like somebody makes an early morning schedule meeting or whatever, it's kind of like you already know what's happening, you know?
Yeah, that weekend, as a matter of fact, I pulled off everything personal off of the work laptop and moved it to an external drive, which ended up crashing several weeks later, and I lost 3 to 4 years worth of work on it, but that's another story.
Yeah, for sure. So, okay, so give me like, let's say like 2 to 3 things that you think when you're laying somebody off, like you would want to have on your end of it, like 2 to 3 like best practices. Some other people I've talked to, I would say the common thread is like communication and stuff like that. But what?
Yeah, I'd rather have it done face to face by my manager, not by a third party. I'd also like to be told that it's not my job performance, that it's strictly financial reasons. What else? Putting a personal touch to it. Just the simple words of "I'm really sorry that I'm having to do this" makes a huge impact. That's what separated that second layoff from the first layoff. I did not shed any tears over the second layoff. The first layoff, I was hysterical.
What was the recovery? What was the recovery time from the first layoff, would you say? Because mine, when it's crappy, mine are like probably 2 to 3 weeks, if not longer, I would say. What was your
Oh,
recovery time from the crappier one?
I'd say a good 6 months until I landed
Oh,
another job.
really? Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
because
Well.
my layoff coincided with my divorce within 24
Oh, yeah.
hours of each other. So I not only lost my work identity, I lost my home identity. And
Right.
I realized that you should never base your identity on your job. I'm not a technical writer. I work as a technical writer for a profession.
Right.
So I learned that important lesson from the first layoff.
Yeah, that's actually a tremendous lesson that I feel like it takes people a long time to get to, is that I don't think we have as much kind of like corporate, even small business loyalty than we did in, I know it's like a trope to say like in previous generations, but I
Oh,
feel
no,
like
you're right.
the
My
loyalty.
mom worked for the same place for 31 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean,
So I think it's hard to, especially like what you do, because I'm kind of in a similar boat. Like if you do technical writing, like I probably do more like email and like blog stuff. I've done some technical, but I've done it, but probably less of my portfolio or whatever. But when you do stuff like technical writing, it's like you can even be brought into like completely different industries if you're like more of a contractor. So there's not even like loyalty to like a vertical or like an idea set. It's kind of like it almost feels like we're moving towards a work dynamic or culture where everybody's kind of like an independent assassin of sorts, right? So
Yes.
as a result, there's like no, you should never define yourself through like, well, I helped build this thing in this company, or I like, I've been with ExxonMobil or this telephone company or whatever for 30 years, because it's like the loyalty doesn't always exist on the other side, you know?
No, I was with the first company I was laid off with. I was with them for over 17 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, they just laid off their office manager who had been there for 25 years. I've watched all of my coworkers be laid off
Huh.
because
Yeah.
they're notorious for buying other companies. When they
Oh.
buy out other companies, they do massive layoffs. And I happened to be in round two of a massive layoff, but I was clear and free. So when I got that calendar appointment on that Wednesday morning from a person that I didn't even know, that told me something right there.
Yep.
And what's really funny is I missed the original appointment because I slept in late. So he had to reschedule his firing.
That's funny, man. That's at least kind of like a cherry on top of the whole story, you know?
Exactly.
So yeah, broadly you would say, like, kind of contextualize the reason, have emotion behind it, do it face to face if possible. Yes. Show some empathy. So yes. Yeah, just if you have anything else that you feel like adding on it, cool. Otherwise I can edit down what we just did for sure.
Well, I've got advice for people who are currently seeking a job or who do end up getting laid off.
Yeah, go
it's
for
not
it.
It's not the end of the world. Even if you go 4 to 6 months like I did without finding a job, you've got to find your inner strength and pursue a job like you would a full-time job. Put all of your energy into finding that next career path. And if that means changing careers, then go for it. If it means going back to school, go for it. It doesn't matter if you're 53 like me. I even considered going back to grad school. Unfortunately, what I wanted to pursue would end up paying less than what I currently make. So that kind of killed that dream. But anything can happen and your life can change in a matter of minutes. So it's only temporary.